This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. We've been talking about child care workers this hour and investigating a question about why they're paid so little in Vermont. Labor statistics show that on average, they make just over $13 an hour. Figuring out a way to train, retain, and importantly, pay child care workers is one part of the puzzle. But making it efficient and affordable for working parents is another big part. For the remainder of the hour, we're going to look at how some examples of new ideas that are happening within Vermont's private sector are working. And we're going to talk with two different organizations trying to figure things out for their employees and/or communities. Let's first look at what Casella Waste Systems is doing. Shelley Sayward is Vice President and Assistant General Counselor at Casella in Rutland. Shelley, it's nice to have you on the program.
Good afternoon, Jane. Thanks for having me.
Can you just tell me first what made Casella think that you needed to actually address the childcare needs of your workers through the business, not just through whatever they're doing on their own personal finances and through government subsidies, but why Casella needed to get involved in this?
Absolutely. So we're always looking for ways to attract and retain great talent, which can be a bit of a challenge in some of the rural areas in which we operate in Vermont. We cover a pretty wide geography. We have over 500 people, and we were looking for a way to help them supplement their child care expenses and to also help ensure that they were getting their kids in great high-quality programs.
Why do you care? I mean, I know that that sounds like an unfair question, but at the bottom line, why is that Casella's business?
Well, we actually surveyed our employees at the end of 2017, so a couple of years ago, and asked them, what are some of your child care challenges and how is it impacting your day-to-day? And what they shared with us is that based on scheduling difficulties, having to drop their children off either really early in the morning or later in the day, not finding enough registered child care programs, it was creating a lot of increased stressors on them. They were having lack of concentration at work, less commitment to work, and it also was demonstrating additional absenteeism just based on their child care concerns. So I think that's probably why it was most important to us to try and alleviate some of those stressors.
So really, you see this as part of a good way to help your employees be more efficient employees and effectively help Casella's bottom line as well. This isn't just altruistic.
That's right. I mean, Casella really wants to be an employer of choice. We want to attract good people, and we also want to help them focus to do their work.
And so what you've done is you've created this, essentially it's a subsidy, it's a child care scholarship system for eligible employees who have demonstrated child care needs. And my understanding is that you pay employees who sign up for this and who are, you know, proven to need it up to $270 a month. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, it's a sliding scale based on the number of children that they have in registered daycare and if they're year-round or just part-time.
And how many people are taking advantage of this?
At any given time, it's about 10 to 18 employees.
So is that a good number? Help me put that in context. Are you satisfied and happy with it? You know, 10 to 18 employees are taking advantage, or do you want more or fewer?
We would love to have as many employees who have children in registered daycare participate as are available in the state to do so. And we have over 500 employees in the state, just for context, but not all of them have children. Many of them have school-aged children, and we are consistently letting our employees in Vermont know about this program. There has occasionally been hesitancy for people to sign up just because they don't understand it, so we're also working on educating our employees about what it really means to participate and to be eligible for the scholarship.
You know, any parent of a child in full-time childcare will realize that, you know, even $270 a month, while a really big help, doesn't cover the cost. So what's the aim of Casella? Just to make it a little more affordable for your employees?
Absolutely, Jane, yes. And also, they have the ability to opt to have these monies reimbursed in a dependent care flexible spending account. And so that's tax-free money. So it is a full $270 if they sign up to be part of the dependent care flexible spending account as part of their benefits package.
What do you think the responsibility of businesses is to help address child care needs?
Well, I think that obviously there's such a wide range of size of businesses in Vermont. I think that what Casella is doing is terrific, but I think there are lots of things that smaller employees can also do, whether it be flexible hours in the workday. I think we all need to start thinking outside of the box about how we can help our people to have an easier time at work and really just enjoy being there and not feel stressed out about what's happening with their children and how they're going to afford for them to get great care.
We got a note about this program from Lee, who says, I chose not to have children. One of the reasons was affordability. Everyone has a choice. I think parents should pay for childcare, not everyone in the community. Birth control is one solution. Educating parents before they have children as to the costs is another. Why do we screen potential dog and cat adopters more than parents? You must be able to afford dog food and care before you adopt. Yet anyone can have a child, whether they have a job or not. It's a choice. Now, Shelley, I know Lee is talking kind of specifically about whether or not she thinks paying for childcare should be a community value or a community expense. And she also, in her note, mentioned the high cost of property taxes that help fund public schools. But you could extend that perspective to businesses as well. This is a monetary benefit that Casella is offering that will only go to some workers. How do you convey the company value around this to your whole staff, many of whom won't see that cash benefit and could have the same feelings as Lee?
It's a great perspective, and I think that what we endeavor to do as businesses in Vermont is to offer employees that are available to a wide range of people. And this is obviously a limited benefit. But I think that if you have coworkers who have children who are showing up and equally as engaged as someone who may not be a parent, I think that that's a huge win for your entire organization. So, you know, again, I focused earlier a little bit on absenteeism. If you have someone who's worried about what's happening with their child during the day, they may lack the focus and they may not be bringing it as a team member. So I think that this is one thing that can help to offset and just make it easier for all employees, really. So I don't have children, but I see this as a wonderful benefit to Casella employees, and I've been a champion for it since we rolled it out a couple of years ago in conjunction with work we did with Let's Grow Kids.
Shelley Sayward is the Vice President and Assistant General Counsel at Casella Waste Systems in Rutland. Thanks for sharing what your company is doing. I really appreciate it, Shelley.
Thank you, Jane.
Another organization looking at a solution for local families is Bolton Valley Resort. April Hayes is the Early Education Program Director there. She's been working this year to transform the resort's seasonal child care program into a full-time, year-round one that's open to community members at large as well. So let's hear a little bit about that. April, nice to have you on the program.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
You've gone a little bit of a different route than Casella. So Casella is giving scholarships so employees can go, you know, wherever they're going for child care. You've actually set up a child care system at the resort, and there was a seasonal system in place for people who were skiing and had small kids and for employees. But how does the full-time child care system work?
Well, we are going to find out this winter when it rolls out with employee children, ski guest children, and the community children all using the same space. We are working towards being an all-year-round resort, and so there's a little push for that. If we have an employee who is working there over the winter and wants to stay on, it's really hard to just, you know, say, hey, you don't have childcare anymore. So that was a big motivator. And we're getting a lot of pieces figured out, but what we have learned is that the community is responding really well. People are driving up the hill for childcare because there's such a need. And then we're also learning that there's so many families on the mountain that are taking advantage of it and employees.
Yeah, I mean, what's one of the interesting things is that you have opened this program up not just for employees or for people who are skiing for a day or a week, but for community members who might choose to have their child in full-time child care with you, too. What was the thinking behind opening it up? Is that a way to actually, you know, make it more cost effective and have enough kids enrolled that you can make this work?
You know, I think so. It started just conversations with Lindsay Deloria, the president, around, hey, we have this space and we're not using it most of the year. let's do it and build community. I think Lindsay, being raised on the mountain, and I lived up there for 10 years, just it's so cool up there. And to be able to offer this to the community, and the employees are part of the community.
And Lindsay DeLaurier, we should say, is one of is part of the family that owns Bolton Valley.
Exactly. Yep. Ralph DeLaurier's daughter.
So, you know, many child care centers are at capacity and have a long waiting list. And that's one of the issues, is that there's not capacity. And so you're creating this new system. It should build a little bit of capacity into the system. You're not quite full yet, right? You have something. How many kids do you have enrolled?
Right now we have 10 children. And at first that was the worry of like, oh, are kids going to come up the hill? How is this going to work? And now we have the opposite problem of we have a huge wait list already.
You do.
I just called a couple of people back last night. The message is we're waiting for teachers. Like right this minute, we could hire 2 teachers and probably still have a wait list.
So what's the barrier? Well, and what's the barrier to hiring new teachers? Because, you know, that is the bottleneck for you and a lot of child care centers. And we were hearing in Brave Little State, one of the issues is certainly getting teachers who can afford to do this work. So what's the barrier to hiring those 2 new teachers today for you?
Yeah, I think everything I heard on the program earlier, I could relate to. It is, we're not sure where the profession's going. I feel the general community doesn't quite understand the schooling you need to be an educator, especially with infants. We're really trying to push infant and toddler care, even over preschool care, because there is a great preschool right at the bottom of the road. And eventually we are opening a preschool as well. But infants just don't have a voice. And I feel like it's hard to even get teachers motivated to work with that population. It's a little frustrating. But then, I mean, we are lucky to have a licensed teacher, and she's amazing. And I just think the profession in general isn't respected, partly because people have kids, and then the kids grow up, and it's almost like we forget how important this part of society is.
What about your pay scale? And, you know, you can reveal as much of that as you can. But, you know, we heard in Brave Little State that the average salary for early childhood educators and child care workers is just over $13 an hour. Does that square with what you see and what you're available and able to provide potential teachers at Bolton Valley?
Mm-hmm. Our pay scale is a little higher than that. And we're fortunate that we are connected to the resort. And so we have medical insurance, sick leave. Lindsay's rolling out flexible spending accounts. So there's a ton of you get a free ski pass. there's pretty great benefits. So part of when I'm interviewing, I'm just like, hey, like, how can you pass this up? And once we get rolling, I mean, the priorities are teacher salaries and employee like the employees currently get a discount, but just more benefits to employees as well.
You know, we were asking Shelley Sayward at Casella what she thinks the responsibility is of businesses to help. And I know that Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility have been thinking a little bit about this, and certainly some child care centers who are saying this is not affordable for the parents who need to pay for this, but we also need to be offering the people who work for us more of a livable wage. And so something's got to give. And maybe part of that is businesses through scholarships or through places like Bolton that are able to have their own centers. What do you think the responsibility is of businesses to address child care issues?
Oh, I think it's above and beyond. But I think we all need to be above and beyond when it comes to kids, because this is it is our future, and they're learning so much in those first few years. It just only makes sense to invest money and to focus on that. It helps the businesses, but it also helps the communities. It just builds stronger workplaces in general.
That's April Hayes, Early Education Program Director at Bolton Valley Resort, which is transitioning from a seasonal child care program into a year-long program for staff, guests, and others in the communities. Also, with help from a grant from Let's Grow Kids, both Casella Way Systems and Bolton Valley took advantage of that resource. April, thank you very much for talking with us about how it's going so far at Bolton. Good luck with the future.
Thank you.